Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, MTPR's weekly arts interview. I'm Cherie Newman. On the phone with me is Errol Koch, live performance curator at the Myrna Loy Center in Helena. Hey, Errol.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Coming up at the Myrna Loy, beginning January 8th, is a play called Gruesome Playground Injuries, which is described as a truly different kind of love story. Tell me, why is it different?
Well, it's around the idea of soulmates that never quite get to be together. It spans this really dynamic and really intense relationship between two people that never gets to fully find its feet. And we get to see the characters, Kayleen and Doug, throughout about 30 years of their life together, and they just get so close to being madly in love with each other, and they're just off the cusp their whole lives of getting close together. So it's one of the most beautiful, tangible, modern love stories, I think.
The male lead is an accident-prone daredevil, and then the female lead is described as a corrosive masochist.
Yeah, that's pretty apt, I guess. Well, the way that the script is laid out, we see these characters spread apart in their lives. So we see them starting at 8 years old when they first meet. And the first thing that we see of them is the girl is in the nurse's office at school because she has a stomach ache. And the boy is in there because he just rode his bicycle off the roof playing Evel Knievel. So I think Kayleen says it best in the play where she says, riding your bike off the roof isn't accident prone, it's stupid. So so there's a lot of elements of that. But then you look into the structure, and then the next time we see them, the script will jump forward 15 years. So they're 23. And then it jumps backward 10 years, so they're back to 13, and so on. And it does that format all the way until they're 38 years old at the end of the play. So we get to see a very large cross-section of their relationship in a very dynamic way.
This play was performed on Broadway by some fairly well-known actors. Who do you have starring in Helena?
So we have a U of M native, actually. Steven Cedar is playing Doug, and then one of our kind of local favorites, Whitney Doerr, is playing Kayleen. And we got together about a month ago and just started picking away at the script and kind of seeing what we could make of it. And I got to tell you, we're a week away, and it's some of the most transformative performances I've seen here.
So you've had rehearsals going on all through the holidays.
Yeah, these guys have been awesome. They gave up a lot of free time just to come over here and make this happen. So basically, besides Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we've rehearsed every day.
Well, let's talk about the playwright for a minute, Rajiv.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joseph, he's a pretty big deal. He's won lots of awards for Broadway plays as well as television and film screenplays. What can you tell us about him?
Rajiv Joseph is most popularly known, at least in the stage world, for Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, which was his Broadway show that premiered with Robin Williams at playing a tiger. And the thing that strikes me about him is he has the best way of writing the mundane intricacies of life as almost in an epic scale, so that you can really he really embellishes the truth so that you can just see what's happening in these people's lives in something as simple as, you know, For our play, there's a moment where Kayleen moisturizes Doug's hand while he's in a coma. And that's it, watching that intricacy play out on stage comes directly from the stage directions and from his writing style. He's just so apt at capturing a normal human experience.
This is Front Row Center. I'm Cherie Newman talking with Errol Koch, who's live performance curator at the Myrna Loy Center in Helena. And we're talking about the upcoming play, Gruesome Playground Injuries. Errol, the play will be performed in a theater in the round space, which is something new for the Myrna Loy Center, right?
Yes. One of the Myrna's goals in the next couple of years that we're trying to start now is creating alternative viewing spaces in our theater. We have all of this, we're an old jail, so we have all of these old rooms that are, for us, pretty underutilized as for being a performance art space. We have, of course, our main auditorium, which we use significantly, and there's so much turnover in there that we were hoping to kind of branch out and have different opportunities for different types of art to take place. And so we're actually using our screening room for films. We're transforming that into a performance space for this show. So this is our first show in the new spaces. And then, so this is actually kind of a branching out. We added a show to our season just to try this. So we're starting a little early. And then the rest of our season will still be in the main stage auditorium. And then the Helena Theater Company, which is producing Gruesome Playground Injuries as well, is going to do their normal springtime show as well. So this is in addition to what we normally do. It's kind of a cherry on top, if you will, of our regular season. So,
what can somebody who comes to see this play, what can they expect? Is it a comedy? Is it a tragedy?
It's a dramedy, we'll say. It definitely hits on all of the major chords of both. Last night we did a run through of the show, and I find myself laughing equally as much as I'm feeling heartbroken. You know, it really does the show does a great job of flowing through all of these really tender moments in a very tangible way. So the show isn't lofty, it's really down to earth in what it's trying to talk about, and it's all centered around these two just amazingly intricate, confusing characters. So you can expect to laugh a lot, but also expect to really see parts of love and the human experience that are totally unique to your average everyday life.
Sounds like it will be very entertaining.
I sure hope so. It's absolutely the goal. Shows start at 7:30 and tickets are $15. And you can call the box office, or you can go online and order online at themyrnaloycenter.com.
Gruesome Playground Injuries will be on stage at the Myrna Loy Center in Helena January 8th and 9th, and the 13th through the 16th. As you said, curtain time is 7:30 p.m. And give that website one more time where people can get more information and purchase tickets.
Yeah, if you head to MyrnaLoyCenter.com, you can get information, or you can look up the Helena Theater Company on Facebook, and all of our information is on there as well.
All right. Errol Koch, thank you for taking time to talk with me this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.